It's you. You're the only one here. No, I'm not talking through your television. It's off. Nope. Not your laptop either. Oh, my God, no. I am not using your phone. Think about it for a minute. You can hear me so clearly. Despite not being able to see me. Yes, 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 yes. There could be a very advanced and crazily well-hidden camera and speakers in your house. But it would have to be very good to do this. Hey. Oh, you jumped so much. Did you feel my breath on your ear? Can you feel my hands there on your thighs? Oh, come on. Where are you running off to? Just come back to the couch. At least there, you'd be comfortable. Did you really think that you could lock yourself in your bedroom and I wouldn't be here with you? Well, I suppose that it's convenient, at least. Now you're starting to understand. But I can almost feel your mind going in the wrong direction. I suppose you could be crazy. If your special friend were here, you could ask them if they hear me. But you and I both know that you're not crazy, are you? I'll tell you one thing. You can't run away from me because I'm attached to you. I'm closer to you than any partner or any spouse could ever be. You know what I am. Even if you can't bring your dim little mind to seriously consider the word. But where did we hook up, so to speak? Remember the little games you got up to at the party? Yeah, you and your friends were all so drunk, and it was so fun and naughty, wasn't it? Until someone got out the Ouija board. None of you followed the rules. You and your friends just sent out a general invitation into the void as your clumsy hands manipulated the planchette. And then it started to move. Your friends thought it was gibberish, but somehow you understood, didn't you? Not one, but multiple entities, all vying for attention, all trying to get their message through. The other ones were weak. Memories of the dead, spirits of things imagined. Oh, but not me. Oh, no. You know that I come from an older place. A deep, dark place. A place you were raised to fear. From the moment we bonded, you felt my presence. You haven't felt truly alone since then. You felt eyes on you, even in the dark. I've grown attached to you. And with that attachment, I can be more than an immaterial being. I can be physical. Real. Oh, I'm not real, you say. I can't hurt you. Tell me. Did that hurt? Don't pretend. You like any kind of attention, don't you? You arrogant little slut. You don't like that word? Does it bother you? It never bothered you to be one before you settled down. That's what your special friend thinks anyway. You and I both know you still harbour some very twisted fantasies. Don't worry. I'll never tell what a disgusting, vile creature they've moved in with. Now, be respectful. You were warned. That must have hurt. Oh, look, you're bleeding. How will you explain that to your work or your dear, sweet love? Well, at least you're being more respectful now. And at last, you ask me what I want. After all, you did invite me in, even if you didn't know quite what you were doing. What I want is you. All of you. I want your body. I want your sanity. I want your life. I want your soul. Is that outrage what you hide behind when you're truly afraid? I suppose we'll find out, won't we? Well, I'll tell you what. If you take off your clothes and submit to me right now, like a good little girl, then maybe I'll leave you when I'm done. If you satisfy me. No? Not interested in bargaining? Very well. To be honest, resistance only arouses me further, and your fear is a lovely aphrodisiac. Begging? Truly? I suppose you're correct, however. I don't need to violate you. I'm already part of you. I don't need to force you onto your back on the bed, the one you share with your lover. I don't need to take your clothes off to rape you. But I want to, slut. I want to tear them from your filthy sinner's body. I want you to feel the humiliation of being unable to stop me. I want you to know how truly powerless you are, how you are nothing but an object to me, a plaything. There. Much better. It's so rewarding to watch you squirm and shiver in my cold grip. Can you feel it? Can you feel my claws biting into your flesh? Can you feel your blood running in red rivers from your arms and chest? No use crying. I can smell your arousal. You want this almost as much as I do, don't you? Don't worry. Your secret is safe with me. Your legs are strong. It's almost taxing to force your thighs open. Almost. There. That's better. Your sweet little pussy is swollen and sensitive, isn't it? You would think I would not care about such things, but it's important to me that you are aroused before I make you mine, even if we are very different. I am a thing of perfect spirit after all. I don't need a cock, but for you, I make a special one. I took time in imagining it. I crafted it to fit with your constraints, but still made it so you would feel every inch of violation. Every knob and ridge and angle is designed to bring you the most exquisite pain and pleasure. I assure that you will remember it long after it has left you. That's it. Don't relax. Fight me. Fight me. Try and keep me out. I'm almost there. You've taken almost all of me without passing out. Impressive. sweeter than I expected. Do you feel like you might be split open? Do you feel like your legs are being forced wider than they could possibly go? Can you feel your thighs bruise with each thrust? How will you explain that? That's it. Sob. Oh, but don't pretend I can't hear your moans and whimpers. Don't pretend that you don't feel me in places you never even knew existed. The only truth that matters right now is that I'm going to come inside of you. I'm going to fill you with myself, and you're going to come with me. Don't deny it. You're so close, let yourself go. I won't finish until you do, and I can do this for a very, very long time. That's it. Oh. Yes. Yes, come for me. Show me what a beautiful slut you are. I know you can't resist this much longer. I understand you better than you ever will yourself. Better than he ever could. And yet, even though you feel the revulsion at this act, I can feel you enjoying it. And doesn't that fact make you want to curl up and scream until your throat is raw? But you know as well as I do, you're revisiting this memory for nights and nights to come, and when you do, your hand will certainly snake down between your legs. You will seek out the pleasure you're feeling, despite everything. Now lie there. And take it. Come for me, slut. Yes. Oh. That was wonderful. You've fully satisfied my carnal appetites. I knew that you were the right one for me as soon as I felt you. Leave you? Really? But our romance has just begun. Why would I ever leave you? For you. Because you cried so sweetly. I'll go away for a little while. It will make our unexpected reunion all the sweeter. Oh, I left you with a bite on your neck. Just so you and anyone else who sees it remembers who you truly belong to. I suppose that you'll be wearing turtlenecks for a while, won't you? See you soon.